Exercise 100. Academic Topics. Summaries of Textbooks and Lectures. Now listen to a professor's response to the textbook passage.
Let's consider the question about whether gifts can ever be considered voluntary and without compensation, like the definition that we find in an English language dictionary. Although we claim that in mainstream American culture, gift-giving is devalued when there are obligations attached to the gift, let's look more closely at that assumption. Are gifts really voluntary in modern American society? Or ultimately, do all gifts originate as social obligations with the potential for reciprocity? If we look at major social events in the United States, the kind to which invitations are sent, say a child's birthday party or a wedding, doesn't the invitation imply that a gift is required? And if so, is the act truly voluntary? For example, if your child receives an invitation to a birthday party at a classmate's home, and if you send a nice gift, well, isn't it likely that when the time comes for a birthday party for your child, you'll send an invitation to that classmate, and isn't it true that you'll expect a gift of more or less equal value? And what if the classmate isn't able to attend your child's party? Won't you expect a gift to be delivered anyway? Why would you feel this way if gift-giving were voluntary, with no obligation attached? Instead of buying into public declarations and published definitions, we need to study our own culture as closely as we study what anthropologists have traditionally considered the more exotic cultures. By scrutinizing our history and literature, and by questioning the assumptions behind our own social actions, we position ourselves for a more honest appraisal of who we are and how our values intersect with the activities of our daily lives. In other words, we begin to understand our own culture. Ask yourself, why are you embarrassed by an expensive gift? Why do you feel uncomfortable accepting it? Is it because you know that along with the gift is the expectation that a gift should be reciprocated? Do you feel obligated to return an equally impressive gift? And what if your circumstances don't permit you to do so? In that case, is the gift a problem? If so, then it isn't only reciprocity that defines gift-giving in America, but also parity. I mean, keeping an accounting of the value of gifts so that equal exchanges are given at the appropriate times. Now consider this. Recognition can also be traded, as sociologist Warren Hagstrom has pointed out. Among my own subculture, academics, we pay careful attention to citations and acknowledgments of each other's works in an effort to extend and benefit from our gift-giving networks. I mean, the citation is our gift, and if it's a highly regarded colleague in the field, how different are these citations from the Kula gifts in New Guinea?
This is the end of the writing exercises. Remember, you have learned a lot. You are doing your best.